Welcome to this podcast, Isabel speaking. I'll try to explain why I use e-portfolios. The thing is that developing an e-portfolio culture inside my institution is my major project for this year. I'm about to experiment e-portfolios with three different groups. One of the projects concerns newly hired trainers. Those people are professionals who follow a tailor-made course and teaching, and they will use the e-portfolio to reflect on their journey, but also to present evidence of their progress to their tutors. In this particular instance, we will use the Google tools, Google Sites, Google Documents, etc. There is also another pilot about to start this September, where we'll introduce the e-portfolio to several groups of trainees. The participants will be volunteers from different courses: personal service occupations, childcare, logistics, warehouse and forklift operators. But we will also include young people doing an orientation course where they get guidance and support to explore the options available to them, be it training, further education or employment. This particular pilot will be run with the help of two regions who will provide their own e-portfolio systems, ELG for one and a custom-made proprietary software for the other. In this project, the e-portfolio will be used for transition and progression, but also for RPL, although the certification authority has its own paper-based portfolio and wouldn't accept anything else at the moment. But surely the e-portfolio will help trainees with this. Lastly, but this one is still in its infancy, HR has shown some interest in the e-portfolio for 70 people who are doing apprenticeship with us as salespeople. The main purpose of the e-portfolio in this case will probably be to provide evidence in support of an application for a job when they leave the institution. Well, that's all I have on my plate for the moment as far as the e-portfolio is concerned. Thanks for listening.